Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Doc. Sometimes they call him Lo. Some they call him Professor. And sometimes they call him the Relationship Guru. It's indeed a pleasure to present to the CEO of WBSW Radio and the Smithway Enterprise, none other than Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Blow the whistle.
From sports tonight. I'm Dr. Lorenzo Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. Our title for tonight's show is We Are Champions. As of Monday night, we were able to crown a CFP champion for Power 5 football, NCAA, and also got our final ranking. So we crowned just about every champion and shouted out throughout the year. Now, you ask the question why you want to check out Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We are the voice of the historical black colleges, universities, and high school, along with middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. We're going to bring you some of the hottest topics from the historical black colleges and universities, the Coach's Corner, along with the high school storyline. So I'm excited to come before you tonight. Our call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you get on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then we can talk about the hottest sports topics. We're going to be talking about the breaking news in a minute, but we're going to get through our process of giving you the information to contact us. You can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're really excited about an opportunity to come to you on the web link, as well as you can tweet our show if you have that opportunity to tweet the show. So we'd like you to take advantage of the opportunity to tweet the show. You can at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10. Also, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. That's how you can tweet the show. So we're excited to have you joining us if you want to tweet the show by Twitter. If you also want to connect with us, we have several outlets because we're being broadcasted live. And being able to be live on all the social media sites. See, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first one to take these social media sites and broadcast our shows. So we're excited. So we're number one, and we're glad to be able to come before you. We have a group of awesome networks that we're a part of. Even if we're not broadcasting, we're able to post on them. So we're excited about those. We'll start off with Facebook. We got Facebook.com/BRL with B.I. Virtual Smith. Instagram, as I just stated, it is Zeta Phi Sigma. Let me back it up because we changed that. Z Squad, Greenville.
Low battery.
1981. My device is going off with low battery, so let me go and turn it off so we won't have to deal with that. Then we also have an opportunity. You can check us out on Bronx station with the number 23, True, WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23. You got Tumblr Live, and that's Dr. Low Smith Blog, as well as TikTok. That's TikTok Live. You have Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, and on Big O Live, you can check us out. And that's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. So we have several devices you can check us out. Our co-hosts have joined us from time to time. We're really excited about them when they take an opportunity. We know they're kind of busy, and it is volunteer work. They're calling from various parts of the country. You have Tremaine Edwards, and you can check him out at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7. We have Tony Stallworth, along with our awesome brother who supports us through his business, Marvin Lala Smith. Then from time to time, we have, at this time with Divide 9, celebrating our Founders Day. We give a shout out to each of those organizations and those brothers that are part of this and sisters that are part of this. We're going to give also Laura D. Smith, her handle on Twitter is @coach_L_Smith. And we talk about the Founders Day celebration and those brothers and sisters that are part of WBSW Radio. We want to take this opportunity to go down each one of those organizations may already had it or have it coming up. But starting off with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. On January the 9th, the Brothers of Sigma celebrated 110 years. Those members that make up this team is Brother Anthony Touchdown Tony Stallworth, Brother Marvin Lala Smith, along with Brother Lorenzo D. Smith, myself, as a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And also our individual who works with us and adds and supports us, Brother Darryl E. Train Elliott of the Big KB, which is 94.1 in Metro Montgomery. Thank you, Brother Darryl, for being a supporter and also the side that providing us input to make sure we're better. For the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, we give a shout out to our co-host, Miss Coach Laura D. Smith, better known on Instagram as Coach_L_Smith. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. They're celebrating, we'd like to say, 116 years. And I tell you, they're rolling because it was 1908 and 116 years. Give a shout out to those ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and our co-host, Lauren D. Smith. Celebrating, let me skip to the 13th. Member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, our co-host on our show that's on Monday night, Talking with you prime time. Give a shout out to Dr. Olivia, and we said happy Father's Day to all of the Divine Nine. Some contributors who've been on the show, and definitely give a shout out to this young man. He's a city councilman in Montgomery. He wished me happy Father's Day and a family member, none other than a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. That's brother, I'm going to say brother because we're all black, C.C. Calhoun. So give a shout out to Calhoun, Brother Calhoun, and his celebrating. They celebrated there back in November from 1911 to now. We say congratulations to each and every one of them. And also the members of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated who celebrated on January 5th, and they're celebrating 113 years. And those brothers of us, who's the godfather of my daughters, none other than a state senator, our brother state senator, none other than Senator Kurt Hatcher, member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And we so glad. And also want to give a shout out to one of our guests that came on. We have many guests come on. They were in the organization. brother Roberto Lee, a member of none other than Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. So give a shout out to each and every one of those individuals celebrating. And then we don't want to forget two organizations. That's Sigma Gamma Rho. As you know, 1922, so they're looking at 102 years coming up this year. And then you have the Brothers of Iota from the 1960s, and they're looking at 60-plus years. So congratulations to each one of the Divine Nine. We wanted to talk about them before we get to the breaking story. Our title tonight is We Are Champions. So we want to make sure you understand we're going to focus on those champions, those winners of 2023-2024 football season that started in 23 and leaped over to 24. We also want you to know that WBSL Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We have listeners and watchers, along with a means of transaction. When we send your name, we just want you to email it to us, and we'll put you in a raffle. What we're giving away is hotel stay very from the max 5 nights, 6 days, to the minimum 3 nights, 4 days. We're wrapping off trips, international trips, along with wrapping off trips within the continent of the United States, Mexico. So we're truly, truly excited about being able to give back, give away books, gift cards, food vouchers, gas vouchers. We try to do our best to help. We ask for a means of transaction. We use 4 means of transaction. And the reason why is that we sometimes send out love offerings to individuals who show. And we use Cash App or Venmo or Zelle. And what you need is send that information, your name along with one of those means of transaction, to WBSW Radio, the internet station, the number 23, at gmail.com. When I say the number 23, it's just 23. You don't put number like somebody put the symbol on the side, ask Mike, and all that. So again, that's WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com. Or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Lastly, as we present that information, we want you to know about we're trying to grow and continue to grow. We actually sold seed the WBSW radio station by Cash App to Lorenzo B. Smith. You can send us a dollar. We ask for your dollar. We want your likes, but we want your dollar too. Send your dollar so we can purchase these gifts so we can give away in the raffle. We don't have a problem. We purchase books. We purchase other things that go along. When I sponsored with Soap Gym with Jackson and Gray, they sent us a sample, but we'll purchase those items. If you have an interest in having those items, we'll get them to you because we want to work with you and give back. So let's get started with our show because it's important that we do that. The title of tonight's show is We Are Champions. And we want to talk about the breaking news. Everybody was, Ben O'Pins and me were trying to see exactly which way this was going to happen. But as of today, it was reported by Chris Lowe that Nick Saban is retiring from the University of Alabama. So now the scramble is to who they're going to hire to play. It is big news. It's hot news. And we know the legend and the legacy it's created in college football. Probably said one of the greatest coaches of all time. And that's Nick Saban. He's retired. Now they're looking to see who's going to replace Nick Saban. There's 5 names that's coming up. And we're not going to share the name because her university supervisor at Alabama State University did an internship just recently. And she completed the task. Congratulations, Coach Smith. And we thank you for the support. Thank you for the hard work. Thank you so much, as Patricia Smith out of Selma, Alabama. And she is down at R.B. Hudson Middle School. Congratulations. We also have Carmilla Seaborn. Thank you so much. I didn't get it right. I'm working on it to make sure I get it right. Thank you. So we want you to leave. We want you to stay. Sonia Thompson, that's joining us. being reconnected on that show, and hopefully the other ones will pop back up. We're going to continue to do what we're doing. I know we lost Facebook, but that's all right. We're not going to give up. We're going to continue to do what we do. Let's go to the Historical Black Colleges and University preseason men and women basketball poll. We're going to start, and we shared it on our other show, so we're going to share it. So we're going to talk with the MEAC and check out the D1, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, and the SWAC, which is the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. And we're going to talk about the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which is a Division II, and the CIAA, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. All of them announced their schedule, their preseason ranking. We're going to start with the SIAC. We'll start with the Eastern Division. You have Benedict College ranked number one, Morehouse College ranked number two, Savannah State ranked number three, Clark of Atlanta ranked number four, Fort Valley State ranked number five, Albany State ranked number six, Edward Water is ranked number six, number seven, and we got Allen University ranked number eight out of South Carolina up there. And on the Western Division, the SIAC, you have Miles College, number one, Tuskegee University, number two, Lamont Owen, ranked number three, Lane College, ranked number four. We also have Kentucky State, ranked number five, Central State University, ranked number six, and Spring Hill College, ranked number seven in the SIAC. And as I begin to stroll down, up and down, this is the invite I'm going to send to Terry Joyner. Hopefully we can get, we send it out to her. Maybe she'll tune in and maybe she can share some of the things she's doing to really promote her career and do what she needs to do. Look at the Division One. We're going to talk about the Division One Historical Black Colleges Preseason Bowl. And we did a top 10 on that. We have ranked number one is Southern University, ranked number two, Norfolk State University, ranked number three, Texas Southern, ranked number four, have North Carolina A&T, ranked number five, Howard University, ranked number six, North Carolina Central. We have number seven, South Carolina State University. Tennessee State is ranked number eight, Morgan State is ranked number nine, and Alcorn is ranked number 10. So those are the top 10 of Historical Black College Division One schools. And you have a combination of the MEAC, the Big South, the SWAC, all making up those conferences. So thank you so much, each and everyone, for providing that information about their school. In the CIAA men preseason poll in the Northern Division, you have Lincoln out of Pennsylvania, Bluefield State, ranked number two, Virginia State, ranked number three, Elizabeth City State, ranked number four. You also have Bowie State, ranked number, that's number five, number six, and number seven is Virginia Union. On the Southern Division, it's important that we share the Southern Division under CIAA. You have Winston-Salem State, ranked number one, Clapton, number two, Clapton, ranked two, Shaw, ranked number three. St. Augustine is ranked number five. Livingston is ranked number six. Johnson C. Smith is ranked number seven. And Fayetteville State ranked number eight. So we give a shout out to them. Now, we also want to look at the women's division. Before we move forth, we have several things popping up on here. We want to make sure we get rid of everything here. And it looks like somewhere that we got it. We just want to get able to get rid of it so we can move forward. Come on. There you go. All right. We want to allow our sponsors an opportunity to share their information. And we're going to start with L&T Lawn Service, Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC out of South Central Alabama. And we truly thank those representatives, Brother Tony Stallworth and the job he's doing with his business. And we just wanted to share with you what they're doing, and we thank them for wanting to be a part of this.
That's right, hard work. Check out LNT, Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the Medicare expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Oregon Ducks. Number 6, Florida State Seminoles. Number 5, Alabama Crimson Tide. Number 4, Texas Longhorn. Number 3, Georgia Bulldogs. Number 2, Washington Huskies. And the number 1 team, 23-24. CFP champion of college football, the Michigan Wolverines. Congratulations to Michigan. Awesome game last night. We'll applaud me on Monday night. We'll applaud them for doing what they set their mind to do from the beginning of the season. Because we all have the same attitude. What we said, we're going to do what? We're going to win a championship. There's only going to be one team to win the championship. And Michigan stood the time, stood all the challenges, and now national champion for 23-24. We also want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to our co-sponsor or sponsor. It's just one of them. We said co because we got many of them. Shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturdays, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm, good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant, home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
I'm give a shout-out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. 261 West Highway 106. You can check them out, and they have some of the finest southern cuisine there, southern food, if you want to say. Give them a shout out. That's co-owners, brother Marvin Lala, Smith, member of 586 Attorney Corporate, his wife, Sara Katrina Lopez, member of Zeta by Beta Sorority and family. Thank you. So, let me give a shout out to Miss Bush, EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Miss Bush, for joining us. We also are so truly, that's a blessing. We're going to move to our next phase, and we have a couple other people I want to give a shout out to. Gladys Elizabeth. Thank you so much. Jay Walker, Noble M-I-L, a.k.a. Cole King. Car P. Cherry is joining us. Connie, thank you, Connie, for joining us. Sheila, 4647, joining us. Barry Stewart, Bahara. We also have Alicia Andrews with the number 71. We have also Clint. This is Clint Seagridge, thank you so much. Sequita Douglas, user, thank you, a user. We have Bobo Balo, thank you so much. Kevin Carter, Josh Webster, join us. We have Horsa Dean, thank you so much. Charles Spearman, join us. Nathaniel Watson, Clover, Tonya Harris, Miss Officer 2, thank you so much. For joining those individuals that have joined us since we had the last shout out. Let's move forward on the results of the CFP 5. fighting to get it up, but we're not going to give up because it looked like they're having a little challenge. They said it was ready to go, but it hadn't popped up yet. So truly, thank you for supporting what we're doing. So we want to look at some very early SEC football top quarterback prediction for 2024. You have Carson Beck from Georgia, Jalen Milroe from Alabama, Quinn Ewer from Texas, Jackson Dart from Ole Miss, and Brady Cook from Missouri. Early prediction for the Power 5 team to make it to the CFP 2024. You have from the SEC and other conferences. You have Georgia sitting in their first slot. You have second, you have Alabama. Third, you have Texas. Fourth, you have Michigan. Five, you have Arizona. And six, you have Oregon. Seven, you have Florida State. Eight, Ohio State. Nine, Ole Miss. 10, Utah. And, you know, the last two slots goes to our group of five. And some projected a good chance you'll see either Tulane or you'll see Liberty. Those two schools, the 2024 college football 12-team playoff for 2024. So congratulations just on the early, too early to call, but we're going to call it anyway. We surely want to talk about it. We also want to give a shout-out to a few other people joining us. Thank you so much for taking time. McGee, thank you so much. 1970 lady that's joining us along with our Glory Nichols Black Cat. Ghost, he's joining us. Thank you, Ghost, for taking time. We want to allow another one of our sponsors to share with us at Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
I give a shout out to Jennifer Jackson with Soap Gyms by Jackson and Grace. The number to contact is some of the best soap and perfume scent in South Central Alabama and Georgia. You give her a call at 251-369-1344. We're discussing basketball rankings from this week, which is January the 8th, from Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and South Carolina, Tennessee. We'll give a shout out to each and every one of those schools that are ranked between high school basketball. So let's start off with the state of Alabama. Sometimes it adjusts. Sometimes we get it, like I said, it's once a week, or sometimes it's every 2 weeks. Give a shout out to Huntsville High School, ranked number one. Number two is Hoover. Ranked number three, Northridge out of Tuscaloosa. Austin is number four. Mount Brook is number five. Montgomery is number six. Buckhorn is number seven. Fort Payne is number eight. Vestavia Hill, number nine. And Enterprise is number 10. for the great state of Florida. We'll shout out to their early ranking, or this week ranking, of their high school teams. You have Montevideo's Academy, Long Island Luther, Oak Ridge, Columbus High School, Wellington, Winter Haven, Calvary Christian, St. Thomas Aquinas, Riviera Prep, Edgewater. That's the top 10 out of the great state of Florida, out of the great state of Georgia. I want to give a shout out to the great state of Georgia. We have ranked number one, Grace High School. MacDuga, ranked number five, Shiloh, ranked number six, Keogh, ranked number seven, Wheeler High School, ranked number eight, Burkmark High School, ranked number nine, Sandy Creek, ranked number 10, Newton High School out of Newton, Georgia. We have the great state of Mississippi. We want to give a shout out to the great state of Mississippi. We have their rank number one, Madison Ridgeland Academy. Number two, Boonville. Number three, we have Raymond High School. Number four, Pascagoula. Number six, Oliver Branch. Number seven, Yazoo State. Number eight, New Hope in Columbus. And number nine, Canton. Those are the top nine out of the great state of Mississippi. And joining us from the great state of South Florida, before we move forward, we want to get an opportunity to let one of our sponsors share their product with you. This is TriStat LLC out of offices in Selma, Alabama, and Montgomery, Alabama. So we want TriStat, Mr. William Scott, to share with you what they're doing.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
With TriStat LLC, the consulting firm that meets your needs. If you need them to work with you, putting your grant, administrating your grant, and then writing the final report so you can get funded next year, along with also you have an opportunity to get some training or managerial staff to get training, your administrative staff to get training. Call Mr. William Scott, and his personal number is 334-320-5438, TriStat LLC. We also want to give a shout out to South Carolina High School rankings. We have the number one, Ridgeview, number two, Lexington, number three, Westwood, number four, Collegiate Academy, number five, Atlantic Collegiate Academy, number six, Somerville, number seven, Catawba Ridge, number eight, Vinewood, number 10 is Riverside. And in the state of Tennessee, our last state we'll give a shout out to, that's Cordova is ranked number one, ranked number two, Barrett, ranked number three, Hamilton Heights Christian Academy, ranked number four, First Assembly Christian. Number five, Fulton. Number six, Independent. Number seven, Ravenwood. Number eight, Hope J. John Paul II. Number 9, High School. And Lane coming in at number 10, Brentwood Academy. Those are the top 10 in the great state of Tennessee. Congratulations to each and every one. We know the rankings have changed. You get it from this show every 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, it may have a change, may have a change. Thank you so much for each one of those writers out of the local paper, Max Prep, for preparing this and showing it so we can present it to you. Thank you so much. And as we get ready to close and get out of here, we have one more ad that we want to play, one more sponsorship. We want to make sure we play. These are those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They had Founders Day yesterday. And I can tell you, 110 years, culture for service and service for humanity. But they wanted to play the promo. These are brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Make it do what it do.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Happy Founders Day, 110 years, was yesterday, January 9th. So we truly thank those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, for being supportive of what WBSW Radio, the internet station, is doing. So we truly, truly thank you. With our listeners in 41 countries, along with watchers, we truly no problem able to flip over, trying to make sure we keep going. But I want to give a shout out. Here we go with this right here. Okay, I'm going to follow you. Oh, God. It always happens at the end like that. We get all those people, and it pops up. We have a couple people join us. Thank you so much. Our user was one of them. Thank you. We have quite a few individuals, and we'll give you the numbers. I'm looking at the numbers of hearts that are popping up. And maybe 2,194. Thank you so much on Big O Live. Thank you so much for joining. We need to see some hearts popping up. I'm seeing 6 on TikTok. I need you to send more up. Thank you so much. It would be nice if you would do that. Then if you're on Instagram, I'll take 1 or 2, pop them up. Truly, and on Facebook, we want to hear from you as well. I tell you what, it's been awesome coming for you tonight. God has blessed us one more time. We had some technical difficulties, but we worked our way through. This was We Are Champions on Fucking Sports Prime Time with Dr. Louis Smith, the host. Make it do what it do on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're glad to come before you tonight and hopefully we share something with you. You have an awesome rest of the night. Oh, tomorrow we got a show scheduled at 6 o'clock, The Love Cafe. You got to come and be here with us. We got a good one. We're going to be talking about character traits and finding out how character traits play into the success of your relationship. Your character traits, your characteristics, how it plays in the success of your relationship. We want to go at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And that's the Love Cafe, the acronyms are broken down, L-O-V-E. You got to understand that if you want to be with the L, you got to be loyal, committed to making sure your success. The O is overcoming the various obstacles that might be in the way. The B is how vigorous are you going to be to make sure this relationship works? How vigorous are you going to allow your own personal traits and characteristics to get in the way? And the E is everything. And that's what love is. It's everything. It's been awesome talking with you tonight. We're about to get out of here tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Shout out to each one of those watchers. viewers and listeners on TikTok. Thank you so much. On Instagram, we had to pop from one machine to another machine, another device, but we made it do what it do. On Facebook, we had a few more on there. We lost a couple of them. Called yet. We lost the power, but we made it. Thank you so much, Beth, for back joining us. And then we're on Big O Live. Thank you so much. And then on Blog Talk Radio and Tumblr. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all. Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just want to share with y'all, I love you all, and it's coming from my heart. Truly, it's nothing else. It's in my heart that I love each and every one. Without you all, there's no need for me to be here to give you the love sign and the heart. And as we get ready to close out, we're going to make sure we play something that's really nice. We are thankful that God has blessed us. He's given us everything we desire. And just keep doing what God blessed us to do. I'm going to keep doing this. And I'm going to play something that you may hear in our day as we get ready to leave out here. If you go to a public site where you get a chance to roll around and have fun, we don't always write to the music, but we do want to play it.